With the help of Hashem, we are learning today's Pedek, the second chapter of Hilchos Tefillin, Mezuzah, the Sefer Torah. The Rambam begins in Halacha Aleph by asking, Ketzat Koisvin Asat Tefillin, how do we write the Tefillin? To which the Rambam goes on, Shel Roish, and the Rambam goes and he tells us how we write the portions for the Tefillin Shel Roish, and then Vishal Yad, and then the Rambam goes on to explain in detail how the Parshiyos are written for the hand Tefillin. Rambam explains first the Shel Roish, and then the Shel Yad. It's known the question asked by the Chemdas Yisrael and many other Achroinim, that why is it that the Rambam consistently speaks about the head tefillin before the hand tefillin, even in yesterday's shir, in the beginning, in the koiseres of this series, that Rambam writes that we're going to be learning about five positive mitzvahs. Number one, lihiyos tefillin al haroish. Wow. And number two, lekashrim al hayad. Head, and then hand, and in many other places, the Rambam always places the head before the hand, and the kasha is that look in the Chumash, and in the Chumash, whenever Hashem is speaking to us about the mitzvah of tefillin, Hashem mentions the hand before the head. Ukshartam, right, first al yodecho, and then toitofes beineinecho. Now we already mentioned a gavaldik esicha. Lekutei esicha is chelek lametes, page 22. In this segment, we're going to go into more details of the esicha, in which the Rebbe, to answer this question, first introduces a Yesoi, the foundation that is shared with us by the Ragged Shover Goin in the Tzofnas Paneach. And he is medayik in the words in the Pasuk, and he says the following, that the hand tefillin and the head tefillin are dissimilar in the following. When it comes to the mitzvah of putting on, binding the hand tefillin, the mitzvah is the binding of it, the putting it on. As the Pasuk says, Ukshar Tom. When it comes to the mitzvah of the head tefillin, the mitzvah is not the placing of the head tefillin, but the mitzvah is that the head tefillin should continuously stay on our heads, as it says in the Pasuk, V'hoyu l'taytafos. Not you should place, but it shall be. In other words, says the Rebbe, that if you want to analyze which one of these two, the head or the hand, is a mitzvah that you are fulfilling in much greater frequency, even though we put them on every weekday, but it's different, because the hand tefillin's mitzvah is fulfilled just in one moment. The head tefillin, being that the mitzvah isn't the placing of it, but it is for it to continuously stay there, wow, then I'm fulfilling the head tefillin much more. And based on the rule of Chazal, says the Rebbe, that whenever you have two mitzvahs in front of you, tadir v'she'enoi tadir, one is more frequent, one is more consistent, done more often, versus the other, that's less, the more often the tadir has to come first. So like this, the Gemara tells us in Menachas, the Rebbe quotes, that Chazal learned that the head tefillin may never be on the head if you don't already have the hand tefillin on your hand. When you have the head tefillin, it has to be with the other one. There got to be two tefillin, so to say, the head and the hand, which is why when it comes to putting on the tefillin, the hand comes before the head. Likewise, when we remove the tefillin, we don't remove the hand first. No, we remove the head first. When the head tefillin is on, the hand tefillin has to be on as well. But when it comes to the Rambam's explaining all of the halachas, yes, consistently, like in today's Pedek, when we're learning about the halachas of writing, the Rambam is always going to mention the head before the hand because of the klal based on the yesoid of the Ragged Shover, that the head will be taught before the hand. Now, truth be told, that if you look at the koiseres of yesterday's shir, you find the same thing hinted to in the Rambam himself. When the Rambam speaks about the head tefillin, chevra, listen to these words, writes the Rambam, lihiyos tefillin al haroish. The mitzvah is for the tefillin to be on the head. The mitzvah is not to place it on the head, it's for it to be, which means as long as it is there, you are fulfilling an obligation of tefillin. In the number two in Beis, the Rambam doesn't write for the mitzvah to be on your hand. The Rambam writes, lekashrom al hayad. Gevaldig, tadir v'she'enoi tadir, we give honor to that which is more consistent. The Rambam always will teach us the halachas of the head before teaching the mitzvahs of the hand.